And we've got Doc Wallach for 1 hour with your calls at criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-RADIO, the number to call for some assistance, and we'll be back with the doc in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, let's get back into gluten before we take some more calls this hour and let you explain exactly what that is. It comes up all the time, and apparently there are a lot of people who can't take it.
Well, about 95% of humans cannot take gluten. 95% of humans should not be eating wheat, barley, rye, and oat, and it appears in beer and scotch and bourbon. It thickens gravy. It's used for many, many things, and so you really have to read labels. At any rate, thousands of years ago, in the biblical days, George, the grain of the day was millet. It wasn't wheat. The Bible talks about grain. It never says wheat. And biblical anthropologists will tell you that the grain of the day in the Bible days was millet. It only had a seed head about a half inch long, and enterprising farmers realized that if they went with this new grass that was found in the Fertile Crescent of Iraq called wheat, which had a seed head 3 inches long, on the same piece of land they could triple their yield. And so all the farmers began to move to wheat. Well, at the same time, the Egyptian physicians were recording all these new diseases. Skin problems we call dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis, and rosacea on the face, all these new respiratory diseases like asthma and COPD, their intestines would explode with an appendicitis. All these things had never been recorded before by the Egyptian physicians until people began using wheat. So gluten is not a new thing. It's been around a long time. And the modern medical men do not relate a food like wheat, barley, rye, and oats to be the creation of these diseases. They want you to believe they're autoimmune, your body's attacking itself, and they'll throw in the anti-inflammatories. You can get a relief from these anti-inflammatory drugs, but you're still going to die from complications of this this inflammation. It's not an allergy to wheat or barley, rye, or oats. It's actually an intolerance, just like nobody's allergic to poison ivy, George. But everybody's intolerant. You rub poison ivy juice in your skin, you get a contact dermatitis. You eat gluten, you get a contact enteritis, which is a term used for inflammation in your guts.
And Robert writes, tied into this, that he wants your opinion on the beers that are crafted to reduce gluten content.
Yeah, there's several good ones out there that are gluten-free, approved by the FDA as gluten-free, one of which is Red Bridge by Anheuser-Busch, and there's several others, but that's the one that comes to my mind. On a hot day, I like a good gluten-free beer, Red Bridge, and like I say, there's others.
Can you taste the difference?
Really, they don't taste different. They've done a super job of making a good beer, and so that's kind of where I go. I like the Red Bridge from Anheuser-Busch. I also drink red wine and white wine rather than other beers. I'm very careful. I avoid gluten like the plague.
Interesting. Okay, let's go to the phones again. Fausto in Toronto, Canada. Welcome to the show, Fausto. Go ahead. Fausto? Fausto has disappeared. Let's go to Terry, though, in San Juan Capistrano in California, first-time caller. Hi, Terry. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Love your show.
Thank you.
My favorite's Dr. Wallach and Ben Fuchs, so I have a question for you, Dr.
Okay.
Wallach. I was diagnosed with myelofibrosis about a year and a half ago. My red blood count was way low, and that was the red flag. Also, my spleen has been enlarged 3 times its size because they said it's because it's helping, it's trying to do the work of my bone marrow that is not producing the red blood cells.
Okay. I'm very familiar with this problem. Myelofibrosis, myelosclerosis is another name for it. This is where the bone marrow cavity is filling up with the rebar, if you will, of bones. It's the bone matrix. It's kind of like scar tissue. Mm-hmm. When you have osteoporosis, your bone marrow cavity will fill up with this rebar called just bone matrix. It's like tendon-like material, and it squeezes out the cells and make red blood cells, platelets, white blood cells. And you can get anemia. You get low platelets and have bleeding problems. You have low white blood cells and have infections you can't heal. And this comes from osteoporosis. So how old are you?
75.
Okay. And so it's not unusual for both men and women who are past 50 years old to get osteoporosis. Have you been diagnosed with osteoporosis?
No, I have not. And
okay.
Only the myelofibrosis, and they've got me on this Jakafi, which is a form of a chemo.
Yeah. Well, that's you don't need the chemo. That's the wrong direction there. Mm-hmm. Basically, how much do you weigh, dear?
Well, I the thing was I was losing weight because of my spleen leaning against mm-hmm. my stomach, so I haven't been able to eat. So I'm about 93 pounds, okay. and I'm 5 feet tall.
Okay. Well, 93 pounds and 5 feet tall is about right. Actually, you could go 93 to 105 pounds and be pretty good for 5 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And I would take, you know, you got to get rid of all the bad stuff. That would include gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Stay away from gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, salt dressing, cooking oils. Get rid of all the inflammation. And then at 93 to 95 pounds, I would take one healthy brain and heart pack per month. That's that big hammer again. Divide it in half. Take a half a dose of breakfast and dinner. It's going to provide all 90 essential nutrients, an optimal amounts for a 93-year-old person. But I would also take the vitamin D3, which George and I were talking about earlier in the show. I would go ahead and get a couple bottles or vitamin D3 capsules or the spray, whichever you prefer. And I'd go ahead and take 20,000 units of vitamin D3 a day for a while, for a couple of months, and then drop it down to 10,000 units a day just for maintenance. But you need more vitamin D3, particularly during the wintertime, to absorb more calcium. It wouldn't hurt to get an extra bottle of calcium of our, we have a Caltati, we have the Osteo FX Plus, either one of those, get an extra bottle of that, because one comes with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, so you can take a second one, so you can have 2 ounces a day of that liquid calcium and all the trace mineral mix. And I would also, for anti-inflammatory, for the stem cells, to encourage the bone marrow to make more red blood cells, I would use what we call Immartalium, a wonderful product called Immartalium.
I love that name.
Yeah, it does. It encourages our own stem cells in every tissue of our body, George. And so here's where you want the stem cells in your bone marrow cavity to make more red blood cells, more platelets, more white blood cells. And so at your body weight, I would take 2 of those twice a day. It'll be 2 bottles a month of the Immartalium. And as you go to your doctor on a regular basis, he's going to show you where your red blood count is coming up naturally because you have stopped this myelofibrosis. And a lot of times, doctors will actually misdiagnose this. They'll call it multiple myeloma, which is bone marrow cancer. I've had so many cases of that. And you treat it like osteoporosis, and it goes away because it's osteoporosis, not really bone marrow cancer. There's a big difference between multiple myeloma, which is bone marrow cancer, and myelosclerosis or myelofibrosis, which you have.
All right, let's hope that all helps you, Terry, to be sure. Email in from Joanne. Her sister has ALS, that's Lou Gehrig disease, wants to know if colloidal silver would help.
Well, probably not in this case. Lou Gehrig's disease is very similar to MS, very similar to Parkinson's disease, very similar to Huntington's disease. The only difference is the location of the brain where you're having the most damage. And so the symptoms are different, and so doctors diagnose it by the symptoms. It's the same disease. And so basically, somebody who has ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, that's the acronym ALS, I would go ahead and take 6 to 8 eggs per day per 100 pounds of body weight. So if they weigh 150 to 180 pounds, I'd go ahead and take 10, 12, 15 eggs a day.
Can you eat them scrambled too?
Scrambled in butter, that's correct.
Right.
Soft scrambled butter, not hard. If you can eat them with a fork, George, they're too hard. You need to be able to, required to eat them with a spoon. They have to be that soft so you're not damaging the cholesterol. Because you want to rebuild the white matter of the brain, the myelin of the brain, which makes up...
All right, you don't like sunny side up, though, do you?
No.
All right.
Because you
like
could
that.
Do it kind of over easy. You could do it as a basted egg kind of thing with butter. But don't use oils. You can use water as you would in poached eggs. And this is to rebuild and maintain the myelin, the white matter in the brain, which makes up 75% of the brain weight, which is part of the thing that's damaged when you have ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's disease, MS. And then I would also take, again, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the big hammer here. I would take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. So if they weigh 150 to 200 pounds, it'd be two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Excuse me. I would also take what we call Synaptive, which is the raw materials for your brain cells to make the neurotransmitters so the neurons, the brain cells, can talk to each other. And
you got all the bases covered, Doc. Good job. Right. My gosh. Next up, let's go to our international line, William in Toronto. William, go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. What an honor. Thank you, Dr. Wallach, Mr. Norrie.
You're very welcome.
We love you guys up in Toronto. I get up there about four times a year.
Great city.
Please, anytime. Sorry, a bit confused. The doctors are basically saying my mother's dying. It's incurable. She could have months. But by pure good fate, hear you on radio. Just tonight, in fact, my fiance Amy and I were visiting my mom and thinking, when is the next Critical Health show going to be on Coast to Coast?
Bang, there you go.
Thank you, yeah. And we're looking forward to your next visit up here, Mr. Norrie. My mom's down to 76 pounds.
Oh, geez.
She's 5 foot tall, lost 60% of lung capacity. They say it's incurable lung disease. She's a non-smoker.
Okay, I apologize. I didn't catch it at the beginning there.
She's about 76 pounds now.
No, back farther. What was the diagnosis in her lungs?
They're calling it macrobacterial avian complex.
It's a relative of tuberculosis, mycobacterium.
Sounds like a bird disease.
It apparently has been in people around the world for years, and something just triggers it. Mm-hmm. She's never a smoker, and it's attacked her lungs and it scarred them. Lost 60% of her lung capacity.
Okay, well, again, what I would do here is two things. She got to get rid of all the bad stuff, because I would like to hear another diagnosis from another pulmonologist in Ottawa or somebody.
For her, Doc, seems to be ticking quickly.
Right, and so I would give her, again, one healthy brain and heart pack per month, divide it in half. Half a dose of everything twice a day. I would also give her what we call OxyBody. It's a liquid. I'd have her take an ounce three times a day, an ounce about an hour before each meal, and that's going to raise her oxygen level in her blood. I would also have her take what we call, again, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Now, this is going to, I'd have her take two, three times a day. That'll be two bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And it's designed to support healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. And there may be obstructed artery disease in the walls of the little air sacs, little alveoli in the lungs. And so I definitely get another opinion from another doctor in another town somewhere that doesn't know this guy she's going to now, because obviously he's not been successful in helping her.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
She's also on, because the heart's race, well, she's taking, like, azithromycin, like the strong antibiotics and the beta blocker for her heart. And I know you have kind of opinions on that.
Well, is it called afibrillation?
That's driving the heart, and then the antibiotics is just to treat her lung condition.
Sure. Okay, atrial fibrillation, or AFib they call it.
Yes.
It's actually caused by a back problem. And how old is your mom?
83.
The odds are she shrunk a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, if she shrunk an inch or two, I've had them shrink 7 inches sometimes when they're that age. And what happens is the disc gets thinner and thinner, the vertebrae get closer together, and they mash the roots of the spinal nerves to control the rate and rhythm of the heart in the upper back between T1, 2, 3, and 4, thoracic vertebrae 1, 2, 3, and 4. And so this is actually a back problem rather than a heart problem. And it may also be affecting the lungs.
Right.
So I would make sure, in addition to that one healthy brain and heart pack and the daily classic tablets for the blood supply, I'd also throw in what we call glucogel. I'd have her take five of those twice a day. It'll be two bottles a month of the glucogel. And glucogel is designed to support healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, anything that's made from a connective tissue, will respond because it needs the raw material for its own stem cells to maintain and repair itself. And if we can just get her disc a millimeter or two thicker of each disc, that can relieve a lot of that AFib symptoms of the heart.
All right. Thanks, William. Hope everything works out for you. I'd love to get back to Toronto as well. Might do that next year.
Yeah, we should do that together, George. It'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, it'd be a great show. My gosh, they'd love you as a guest. Got to talk to Tom about it. He produces it. So I never catch a cold. I caught one a couple days ago. I'm on the tail end of it now, Doc. I just let it run its course, because I know my system. But how do you get the common cold when you're fine and then all of a sudden you get it?
Okay, well, again, a common cold is made out of a virus. It's caused by a virus. And it comes from people putting their hands with a push plate on a door or opening a door with that little thumb latch in the handle, or you pull a chair to a table to sit down.
That the virus is on.
The virus is on. Somebody has sneezed in their hands, and they put their slimy, sneezy hands.
Are you saying I touched that?
Yep.
Oh,
that's how, and so
because I was fine, and then a couple days ago I felt a little, oh boy, here it comes, because I know it, and then it peaked last night.
Well, George, I fly a million miles a year. I'm on airplanes. People are sneezing and hacking and coughing on the airplanes, and I shake hands with hundreds of people every day, and so what I use is our PureWorks. It's a skin disinfectant. It does not have any alcohol in it. But it'll kill everything, including HIV and bird flu and all this kind of stuff. We always say get your hands on PureWorks, and your PureWorks on your hands comes in a spray, a little lipstick size, sort of 2-ounce size, and the big, 8-ounce size. And so I carry the 2-ounce size of it because they can get it on airplanes. It's under the foam.
That's right. You get it through that. That's right.
The TSA thing. And so I like the foam, and it works for 3 to 5 hours. Whereas the alcohol ones only work while it's wet. And then people wave their hands around to dry their hands up, like Purell and all these other alcohol-based ones. They only work while they're wet.
I see a lot of people, primarily those from Japan, who are sitting on planes with little masks on.
That's correct. And so they actually will reduce the amount of infection from inhaling viruses, but they still have to watch putting their hands on it. And one of the dirtiest places in hotels is the remote TV thing.
Oh!
And so when I go to a hotel, my wife is really big on this. She'll take the PureWorks and spray the TV remotes, the little handles.
She won't short-circuit it, right?
No, I won't. And then spray the handles in the bathroom, on the toilet, and the handles on the faucet in the sink. Light switches.
Oh, you two must be fun to watch. Doc, stay with us. We're going to take this break. Then we're going to come back with our final segment and final calls. I know lots of you have been on hold for a while. I'll try to, the best I can to get to you. The website, of course, that you can get to is criticalhealthnews.com. And the toll-free number is 1-855-949-7234. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast with Doc Wallach, of course, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go back to the calls. Kevin in Boston. Hey, Kevin, go ahead.
Well, George, best holiday season to you.
You too.
Doctor, you mentioned in the first segment about a nutrient that would be able to reverse or correct the gluten intolerance syndrome. Did you happen to refer that specifically to the turmeric, or was there another ingredient that you were referring to?
Well, when you have a gluten problem, you have inflammation in the intestines, okay? And so anything that's going to reduce inflammation, and turmeric is one, quercetin is another one, aloe is another good one, anything that's going to reduce the inflammation in the intestines. But then you also have to stop the source, which is you got to get off of gluten. And, of course, the Asians don't have this problem for the most part because they live on rice and sweet potatoes. Most of these problems occur in Europe and in North America where people eat a lot of wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And, of course, when the Asians come to the United States, they develop these problems, and they go back to China and Japan and so forth, get back on rice and sweet potatoes, it goes away. And so changing the diet is absolutely essential. Just have to give it up. No matter how many hippies tell you that eating whole grain bread is good for you, if you have skin problems, if you have eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or rosacea, you have bowel problems, constipation, diarrhea alternating, you have a history of appendicitis, you have colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, these sorts of things, you need to get off of gluten. I just tell everybody, get off of gluten. You'll add 25 to 50 healthy years of your life. You'll save yourself an enormous amount of unnecessary misery. You'll save yourself all these doctor visits for respiratory problems, skin problems, liver problems, because all these tissues require nutrients. And even if you're supplementing, if you have a gluten intolerance, you lose as much as 95% of the absorptive efficiency in your small intestine. And actually, in my presentation, I have microscopic, what they call photomicrographs of small intestines of white rats that have been on high gluten diets over a period of years. And you can see the progression where the normal intestinal villi, these little finger-like projections, are replaced with scar tissue. You can see where you cannot efficiently absorb these nutrients. So this is something you really have to deal with if you want to live. And it's kind of interesting. There was just a big article yesterday in the Wall Street Journal that the middle-class white Americans are dying like flies now, and they don't know why, but it's because they're all trying to be healthy and eat multigrain breads and eat gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And this is what's causing two things. The white middle class people are dying younger and younger and younger, and our children are the first generation of Americans who are not going to live as long as the parents because they're eating so much wheat and barley, rye, and oats. Got to stop it because it's costing us in health and longevity. It's costing us in money and medical costs. 85% of personal bankruptcies are due to medical costs, and a lot of it's due to secondary events because you can't absorb things when you have a gluten intolerance. And there's 900 different nutritional deficiency diseases that are secondarily caused by gluten intolerance because you can't absorb nutrients, even if you're supplementing.
Sounds like a major problem,
doesn't it, Doc? It is, George. It's a major problem.
Oatmeal, is it full of gluten?
It is, but it's called gliadin. And so there's actually oatmeal on the market that says gluten-free oatmeal. There is no such thing as gluten-free oatmeal. It's just that the gluten in oatmeal is called gliadin.
Ah, but it still has a problem, right?
Yep.
Next up, let's go to Helen in New York City. Hello, Helen. Good morning.
George, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a thyroid problem that yo-yos between hypo and hyper, but the biggest issue is I have body-wide muscle loss, especially in my lower back from L5 to L2 and the sacrum. How do I reverse any of this?
Okay, I missed a little bit of this here. You have what in your lower back?
A lot of muscle loss. I can palpate the entire sacrum, L5, L4, L3, and L2.
Okay. Okay, does this show up as sciatica? Do you have peripheral neuropathies down your leg?
No, I don't have any of that. I'm very careful.
That's good.
Okay. And do you have a history of asthma as a kid?
No.
Okay, good. Do you have any history of skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No.
Okay, good. How much do you weigh?
Right now, I lost a lot of weight, so I'm down to 150, and I'm 5'7".
Okay, 150. All right. Well, what I would have you do is, again, get rid of all the bad stuff. And this is going to increase your absorption of the good stuff. So no fried foods, no exceptions. I don't care if it's an extra, 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 virgin olive oil, no fried foods. Absolutely no processed meats. That means no deli slices, sandwich meats, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, carmi, spam, all that's got to go. And no oils, okay, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, manis, sulfate, cooking oils. And no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, oats. Get rid of all the bad stuff, all the inflammatory stuff. What do I eat? What do I eat? Well, you can have rice. You can have sweet potatoes. You can have eggs and steamed vegetables. And you can have steamed vegetables and red meat and steamed vegetables and poultry and steamed vegetables and fish. Just nothing fried. Then, at 150 pounds, again, I would take what we call the big hammer, the two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day that's going to give you all 90 essential nutrients in optimal amounts, but the raw materials to help the stem cells in your disc between your vertebrae and the bone and the vertebrae themselves, I would recommend the glucogel. I'd go ahead and take two large bottles a month, the 240-count bottles. I was saying take 15 a day. It's five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner. And then I would also throw in again the Immortalium. I'd go ahead and take two or three of those tablets twice a day. And the purpose here is to get the stem cells working in your disc and your vertebrae to maintain and repair all the tissues in your back. And I think you're going to find miracles happen. Now, if you have pain, it's not just restricted motion. If you have pain, we have a wonderful topical pain reliever. It's an analgesic. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's called CM cream, two letters, C like cat, M for Mary, CM cream. And I would also take our trauma oil from our ancient legacy aromatherapy division and put five or six drops of the trauma oil per teaspoon of the CM cream, mix it up real good, and have somebody help you apply that to your lumbar area of your back. And within 10 or 15 minutes, you get significant or total pain relief for about 5 hours. And so
that's a long time.
Yes, it is. Yeah, George really does a great job. And you can apply it two, three times a day, so it'll be totally pain-free 24 hours a day.
Okay, let's go to Thomas now in La Jolla, California. Thomas, thanks for holding.
Thank you for taking my call, George. And Joel Wallach, I truly appreciate everything that you do and the longevity program.
You're very kind. Thank you. How can we help you today?
Okay, my question is very quick story. 25 years ago, I was in terrible health. I did not take any supplements, minerals, or vitamins. And a professor that I knew here in La Jolla, California, he looked at me and he said, Thomas, a word to the wise. And he handed me a slip of paper, and I scratched my head and I read the paper, and it said selenium. That was the only thing that was written on the paper. The professor has passed away, and I wanted to ask
Gerhard Schrauser.
Yes, Gerhard Schrauser. How did you know?
Well, he should have got a Nobel Prize for all the work he did with selenium. What a wonderful man.
Yeah, he was fantastic, and I meant to sit down with him and ask him why it was such a game changer for me. It absolutely reversed all of my health conditions 25 years ago. And like I said, I realize I'm on the longevity program now, which is a total program. But I never did get to ask him why selenium is such a game changer. And I was wondering if you could, you know, expound on that.
Absolutely. It's a great question. Well, selenium is required by organs in your body and tissues in your body that are very active, liver, muscle, your heart, your eyes, cataracts, thyroid gland. Everybody thinks your thyroid gland just needs iodine, but it needs selenium also. You get a disease called Wilson's disease, which is a deficiency of selenium in your thyroid gland. It acts like you have an iodine deficiency in goiter, but it's really a selenium deficiency. Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease, sudden heart death in young athletes and people who do heavy physical work are due to a selenium deficiency. I've actually done 1,700 autopsies in kids under the age that have died of that one, playing sports or working hard. Let's see here. And then you can get fibromyalgia. You get cataracts. You can get muscular dystrophy is caused by a selenium deficiency. Okay, I've actually got that published in scientific papers. It's also in the book Epigenetics. Selenium is required by all hardworking tissues. Liver cirrhosis is caused by a selenium deficiency. And like I say, Dr. Gerhard Schrauser, he was the one who in 1964 determined that selenium was an essential nutrient, and he should have gotten a Nobel Prize for that. And he was one of my mentors because I was working with selenium.
Small world, Joel.
Being a
small
veterinarian, white muscle disease is muscular dystrophy in animals. And so we knew that it was caused by a selenium deficiency. So when I ran into muscular dystrophy as a physician in children, we actually worked with Jerry Lewis, you know, from the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. And we had so many kids who were doing great the supplement thing with all 90 essential nutrients and throwing in extra selenium. He took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, and the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation fired Jerry Lewis for bringing them this thing that could help.
You think that's what happened?
That's why they stopped all the telethons. They fired him because he brought them this program.
A natural program.
Yeah,
right?
Someone needs to go to jail for that. All the great work he did for the MD Foundation, firing him and not giving these kids the selenium, they should go to jail.
That was horrible when the way that came down. He devoted his life to those telethons.
What a humanitarian.
And what a way for him to go out. I mean, they should have done it with a little class, for crying out loud. Sean in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, you're up with Doc Wallach now. Sean, go ahead.
Yes, my son's mother, she has fibromyalgia. I was just wondering if you might have any advice for her.
Absolutely. We were just kind of talking about that with Selim. How much does she weigh?
She's roughly 110 pounds.
Okay. Well, again, I get rid of all the bad stuff that's going to interfere with absorption. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, wheat, butter, and oats. Get rid of all that. And then at 105, 110 pounds, I'd have her take the big hammer again, but she only needs one healthy brain and heart pack per month. But I'd get an extra bottle of her selenium so she could take a total of six a day, two at breakfast, two at lunch, two at dinner time. I would also have her take the Immortalium to stimulate stem cell activity. The stem cells in her muscles will actually support rebuilding of new muscle cells. And fibromyalgia is, doctors want you to believe it's an autoimmune disease. They usually give anti-inflammatory things like steroid hormones for reducing inflammation and pain. But they really need the 90 essential nutrients that eliminate anything that's going to interfere. So, none of the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. And fried foods and oils are particularly bad when you have fibromyalgia because the trans fats, heterocyclic amines, and acrylamides in these things that are associated with oils makes the selenium deficiency worse. Same thing with microwave popcorn or theater popcorn. Makes the deficiency of selenium, the disease, is worse.
Every time I see microwave popcorn, I think of you now, Doc.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, 50,000 kids in America, George, get heart attacks every year from microwave popcorn. 20,000 of them die. This is public.
Kids? Popcorn. As kids, you mean?
Yeah, as kids, under 10 years of age, microwave popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Because the heating of that margarine in that bag, you know, it's the margarine that pops the popcorn.
That's right.
Now, if you want popcorn, just air pop it, melt some butter.
And then you're fine.
And then you're fine.
Let's go to Janine in the coast of Oregon there. Hi, Janine, go ahead.
Hi there. Hi, George.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. Glad you got through.
Me too. I'd like to ask the doctor a question.
Okay.
I've had chronic kidney stones for the last probably 15 years. I've gone through many different surgeries. And I guess my question to you is, what are the preventative measures I can take to maybe make this stop?
Okay. Very easy. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Actually, kidney stones are caused by a deficiency of calcium. But your doctor will say, you got kidney stones. You should not be eating any dairy. Absolutely no supplementation of calcium, and you should be put in jail when they say that. Okay? It's just the opposite of what's true. Now, do you have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
Well, I've always had problems with, like, acne on my skin, and I'm 47, and I still get it.
Yeah. Okay. And did you ever have any asthma or bronchitis as a kid or a teenager?
No.
Do you have any children?
Yes.
Do any of them have bronchitis or asthma? Excuse me, or a skin problem?
My daughter kind of struggles with some mild asthma.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so you have gluten intolerance. You pass it on to your kids. Excuse me. And so what you need to do here is, again, and you weigh, I'm sorry, what do you weigh again?
Well, I weigh 170.
Okay, 170. I go ahead with the two healthy brain and heart packs per month, you know, the big hammer again here for all the 90 essential nutrients. And then for the anti-inflammatory piece, I'd go ahead and take what we call the CM Plus capsule. So you could take nine of those a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner. There'll be three bottles a month. And it's going to reduce all the inflammation in all the joints of your body. It'll reduce the inflammation in your muscles and joints. And this is going to be a miracle for you.
Oh, now tell me again. You said CM?
Yeah, C, two letters like Cat Mary, CM.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, CM cream. You can put on your body, on top of it on your skin, but you can also take the CM Plus capsules Okay, and it'll get rid of the inflammation in lungs, liver, intestines, bones, joints. I go ahead and take three of those three times a day. That's three bottles a month of the CM Plus capsules. And it's one of the, you're going to get the same anti-inflammatory level as taking cortisone or prednisone without all the negatives, because you can get type 2 diabetes or osteoporosis from taking prednisone or cortisone.
Sure can. Doc, almost out of time here. Dr. Joel Wallach with us. He's on once a month. And then either pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us or Joanna Conaway joins us during the month as well. CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website to go to when you have any questions about your situation. And there's a toll-free number where people are there. There's an army of people there to help answer your questions. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. How was your Thanksgiving, Doc?
Dallas, actually, George, is the first time I've been home for Thanksgiving for 20 years.
My gosh.
Because I've been up in Toronto every year for 20 years, because they always had a big, big health show, kind of like the Contact in the Desert.
That's right.
During Thanksgiving, our Thanksgiving. And this year, they moved it to October, so I was able to get home with my grandkids.
Oh, that's great. Doc, thanks. We'll talk to you again next month. Actually, that'll be close to the end of December. Wow. We'll be back in a moment with L.A. Marzulli as we talk about UFOs and giants.